Hey yo! Welcome to Diary of a Sex Therapist. My name is Elizabeth Akunyili and this is my diary you're listening to. On this platform, my goal is to be my most spiritual, smart and sexy self. And of course, I'm inviting you to join me on this journey. Today, I'm going to be talking about prayer. Amen! One of the things I have seen work without a shadow of doubt is prayer. When I look at the people who have walked with me from 2016 when I launched Lisa Express Consult through 2017 when we began to take root, and then 2018 when we were not really sure what was happening, that was like another pivot season, 2016-17, and 2018 we began to go mainstream, 2018-19, 2020-2021, we became a solid brand, and then we came into a place of expansion. I would say Rehoboth. That was what happened. And that's what's still happening. We've come into our wealthy place. We've come into our own space where there is no contention, where people can literally see us and be like, oh, that's what they stand for. Oh, this is what they do, and blah, blah, blah. When I track back some of the progress I have with my team members, it takes me back to days on campus when I didn't even know what I was going to be doing. I had an idea I was going to be working with people. I had an idea I was going to be working around addiction and abuse. I wasn't sure if it was an NGO. I wasn't sure if it was a business. I wasn't even sure if it was a psychiatric home. But I knew I was going to be working with people around the topic. And I remember I used to just take my prayer journal to the school field. And I had a name for my team then. The name was The Reformers. I didn't even start calling my teams The Reformer until 2021, mind you. But I was praying about The Reformers from as far back as 2014 or 2015. I think it should be 2015. I'm not sure now. Between 2014 or 2015, I would go to the school field and I would pray extensively for The Reformers. And I remembered I used to call them per country. I used to call them per continent. And I was just speaking into the atmosphere about the people who were going to work with me. I was speaking about the kind of behaviors they were going to have. I was speaking about the kind of solutions they were going to get working with me. I was speaking about the kind of result I was going to get because they were on my side. I just kept speaking about it. And after a period of time, I think I just went past praying for The Reformers and life just happened. I wasn't particularly praying that prayer point again until I think about 2019. I started looking at the quality of people who were working with me and I was in awe. I was in absolute awe because I started working early. I started working at about 15, and as at 2019, I would be around organizations and I would hear top executives, CEOs of companies, maybe not really big companies, of some fairly good startup who had a bit of money to pay their staff. And they will say things like, we can't find people to employ. They will say things like, they are employing people, but those people don't have patience. Those people are not proactive. Those people are not deliberate. Those people don't care about the business. That was not my story. Literally, I was even running on volunteers. Some of them will come and leave and I'll feel like, oh God, that was the best person I ever met. How am I going to get someone new? And I might not have someone for a month or two. And then the next person comes in and they double whatever the previous person did. One period in 2021, our graphics designer had just left. I perceived he was going to leave. I wasn't sure when. And so when he left, it was quite abrupt because I hadn't been able to make alternate plans, partly because we didn't have funds. And so my admin kept saying we should advertise for graphic designers. And I was looking at her, with which money? How are we going to go out and advertise for graphic designer? And mind you, we are a predominantly online business as at the time. So we needed graphics designs like every day or at least minimum of thrice a week. And we couldn't just do one post. At some point, we had to do carousels. And this guy who just left was the one who taught us what carousels were. So now our audience are beginning to enjoy the concept of reading almost an entire blog on our Instagram as opposed to having to go to our website to go look for the post. What do we do? And she said, okay, you know what? I'm just going to talk to a few friends or put it on my status and see what happens. This lady went and came back with a Covenant University graduate. a graduate of computer science. You said what? I was looking at them like, you all don't understand, right? Like, we don't have money. This is what we have to give. Like, it's not money. This is not money enough. You can't even call this salary. Like, oh, no, no, it's not a problem. I'm coming on board. I was seeing all, like, my head was being squish. It didn't make sense. Guys, your prayers work. Your prayers work. Your prayers work. Hey, I'm not even talking about prayers I've prayed for myself. I'm talking about prayers I've prayed for my business. I'm talking about prayers I prayed before I even knew what was up. I'm talking about prayers I prayed when I was 20. And I was seeing them manifest like I prayed about them yesterday in my business when I turned 25. The quality of people around me, the quality of skills they bring to the table, the way they carry my matter on their head. I was sick for 3 months. Nobody knew I was not on the team. Nobody knew. My team members didn't want to see me online. If they saw me online, they're like, what are you doing online? You're supposed to be resting. You said you're going to sleep. Why are you awake at 9 p.m.? Like, guys, you all do realize I'm your boss, right? Like, I'm supposed to be your boss. I'm not your baby. They watch over this business. Don't say, oh, I've got it covered. I have money to pay for it. There are levels of dedication money can't get you. One time I heard a pastor pray for someone and I just took the prayer point and personalized it. He said, you will have men who will run on walls for your assignment. Then I looked at David's mighty men. I noticed a pattern. David raised these men. And these men broke through the camp of Philistines to get David water to drink. I told myself, I'm raising men. I'm raising men not for them to do stuff for me, but I will raise men that when they leave me, it will be obvious that they left the place. When they work with me, they will stretch. When money comes, people who work with me will become billionaires at my table. It won't just be a superhero thing. Stop thinking your projects are just a function of your thoughts. Your business is just a function of your expertise. There is the place of consistent prayer. There is the place of even breaking through certain limitations in prayers. I remember a period when I had to keep praying for my business. And then I started seeing things. I'm like, wait, these are obstructions I've been feeling in the natural. How come I never thought to pray about these things until now? And the moment I began to pray about them, I knew what to do intellectually. The moment I began to pray about them, I had wisdom to navigate those situations. And power, we're out of deep waters in like weeks. These were things that would have probably cost us months. But because I went to pray about it, I came back with a blueprint to operate with. Maybe what you need is a blueprint from prayer. Maybe what you need is a little push from prayer. Maybe what you need is a little sense of direction in prayer. Maybe what you need is God's Holy Spirit just guiding you. You need to go back to pray. Pray about a project. I know it's a small project. It's just 3 people. It's just 100,000 naira. Pray about it. I know it's not a lot of things. They've already signed the contract. They just need to give you the documents. Pray about it. I know you already have your team. They're working well. The business is fine. Pray about it. Don't get tired of praying about it. Mwah! Have a great week. See you next week, Friday. Don't forget to check up content on my website. I promise you, I'm constantly curating content up there. Audio courses, visuals, blog posts. Just go there. www.ministerliza.xyz. Have a great weekend.